The Articles of the Law of April 6, 1830. This printable primary source document should be used in conjunction with the second Think, Pair, Share activity on the slideshow. The Road to the Texas Revolution, the Law of April 6, 1830. Article 3. The government is authorized to name one or more commissioners who shall visit the colonies of the frontier states and contract with the legislature of said states for the purchase, in behalf of the federal government, of lands deemed suitable for the establishment of colonies of Mexicans and other nationalities, and the said commissioners shall make with the existing colonies whatever arrangements seem expedient for the security of the Republic. Article 4. The chief executive is authorized to take such lands as are deemed suitable for fortification or arsenals for the new colonies, indemnify the states for same in proportion to their assessment due to the federal government. Article 6. The convict soldiers shall be employed in constructing the fortifications, public works, and roads which the commissioners may deem necessary, and when the time of their imprisonment is terminated, if they should desire to remain as colonists, they shall be given lands and agricultural implements, and their provisions shall be continued through the first year of their colonization. Article 7. Mexican families who voluntarily express a desire to become colonists will be furnished transportation, maintained for 1 year, and assigned the best of agricultural lands. Article 9. The introduction of foreigners from the northern frontier is prohibited under any pretext whatsoever, unless the said foreigners are provided with a passport issued by the agent of the Republic at the point whence the said foreigners set out. Article 10. No change shall be made with respect to the slaves now in the states, but the federal government and the government of each state shall most strictly enforce the colonization laws and prevent the further introduction of slaves. Article 11. In accordance with the right reserved by the General Congress in the 7th Article in the Law of August 18, 1824, it is prohibited that emigrants from nations bordering on this republic shall settle in the states or territory adjacent to our own nation. Consequently, all contracts not already completed and not in harmony with this law are suspended. Article 12. Coastwise trade shall be free to all foreigners for the term of 4 years, with the object of turning colonial trade to ports of Matamoros, Tampico, and Veracruz. Article 14. The government is authorized to expend $500,000 in the construction of fortifications and settlements on the frontier. Article 18. The government shall regulate the establishment of the new colonies and shall present to Congress, within a year, a record of the emigrants and immigrants established under the law with an estimate of the increase of population on the frontier.